Master Lee, thank you very much for speaking with me. I love it that you're in Singapore and I'm in California and we can talk to each other. It's wonderful.
Because of the modern technology.
Technology. Yeah, it's great. So let's start with where and when you were born.
Okay, my ancestor first came to Malaysia from China sometimes in 1930. I was born in the state of Singapore in Malaysia Peninsula, and our whole family shifted to Singapore after 1940.
So, did that have something to do with Mao Zedong taking over China in 48?
Okay, because we left the country is before Mao Zedong, so it's during the, in fact, it's during a very not a very good life when our families, our forefathers are not enjoying any good life. That's why we are beginning to shift to South Asia for living.
And what year and what month were you born?
What year? I was born in 1962, in the
What?
year of Tiger.
The year of the what? Of the tiger. Ah, well, this is the year of the dragon, so this is probably a good year for tigers too, right?
Hopefully.
And what month were you in terms of Western astrology?
Okay, in the month of November.
So Scorpio?
Scorpio, yes.
Aha. So you're a tiger and a scorpion. A lot of power.
Raw
Were you raised as a Taoist, or was there a mixture of Confucianism and Buddhism, or what did your parents teach you about religious values?
I would say I'm a purely a Taoist, purely a Taoist. Because all along my forefathers, okay, as in doing the Taoist priest since during Qin Dynasty. Until now, today, my uncle still doing. So I would say 100% I'm a Taoist.
I read that you were the 30th generation in the lineage of Zheng Ziyi Taoist tradition and 18th generation priest of the Qianeng Taoist group founded by your ancestors. So I'm assuming that there was a lot of expectation that you too would become a Taoist priest.
It's a very good question, right? Okay, before that, let me show you my ancestors. Okay, one of my ancestors, the Guangdi, okay, also a premier during the Qin Dynasty, is a prime minister for this Kangxi. Okay, he has wrote this book called, you see, Zhou Yi Zhe Zhong. It's a I Ching, okay, in our Chinese cosmology reading. Okay, under this book, okay, since you're talking about 13 and 18, I will do the interpretation for 13 and 18. 18, right? For 30 in I Ching, okay, it is called the Kang diagram. As for 18, it's called Qian diagram. So the two mixed together have a meaning. Okay? The meaning I will first read in Chinese, then later I do an interpretation in English. Okay? The Chinese is saying that, 前见自信, 毕竟者也, 乃处康显之下之主, 故须待之而后进也. What's that mean? We are operating in an environment or society which there's a great deal of uncertainty. It makes sense to use a risk management approach to identify and avoid unnecessary mistakes. Do things with caution. Turn to the right direction if you feel unsafe, I'm expected to keep my mindset calm and stable. And that is my ancestors' expectation for me as a knowledge priest.
And when was that written?
Again?
When was that written? What
when?
Year? What year?
What year? Okay, that's the you're talking about my ancestors?
Yes, what, I mean, how, what century?
What century? That is about, I would say, during the 16th century.
You had a 17th century ancestor, Li Guangdi, was an expert in the I Ching.
Yes,
that's what you were reading us from?
Yeah, I'm reading, just not reading his book.
Could we say a word? Let's come back to that book. But what was your path to becoming a priest? I realize it was expected of you, and it was your family tradition, but you became a banker first. So tell us about the transition from banker to Taoist priest.
Okay, first of all, I'm an ordained priest, Taoist priest in Singapore. Okay, I graduated from the University of West London, also formerly known as the Thames Valley University in UK, major in business administration. I have worked for two different foreign banks in Singapore previously. What makes me to work in a bank? Because I was very fond of financial lending market. Because it's an opportunity, it was an opportunity to learn from many businessmen how to grow the company. I was at the forefront of the corporate lending market, helping businesses to secure trade finance, mortgage refinancing, short-term loan, project finance, and etc. And my forefathers in China have been practicing the Taoist priest for long. My uncle was based in China and still carry out the tradition. And since young, I can feel the sensory motor spiritual connection with various gods. It was so coincident that my neighbor in my childhood hometown, also an inherent Taoist master, he taught me a lot of Taoist teaching and ideology. Sometimes I also assisted him to do some Taoist engagement during my off school hour. In year 2000, the world financial crisis broke out, and many financial institutions began to lay off their workers. And my uncle advised me to go back to China and continue the family tradition. I was in the stage of dilemma whether to follow or not to follow, till unbelievable thing happened over my workplace. My computer and my seat could move left or right, right to move to left by itself. Worse still, I was asked to leave the job. That's my story.
So I didn't understand exactly. So you were trying to decide if you should go back to China, as your uncle suggested, and the computer moved back and forth?
Yes,
and
yes.
And what
yes.
did the
by
computer
itself, By itself, by itself. And so my colleague said, hey, is your place haunted or not? And this didn't feedback to the management. And the management asked me to leave.
And so how did the computer, did it go to words, or just the movement told you?
Just the movement, move, can move, can move. The computer can move. Move to the left, then move to the right. Move to the right, move to the left. And my seat, okay? Oh, when I stand up, it can move it by itself.
Wow. And so then you were like 30 years old, something like that.
Yeah, okay. About 30 years old. About 30 years old.
And then, so then you went back to China to be ordained.
Yes, actually, I was ordained already. I go back to China to further training because my uncle teach me a lot of other Taoist training. Because Taoist, as a Taoist, we do not only doing ritual, but it's supposed to do other things like cure diseases, exorcism, and etc. There are many, many.
What kind of ism? I didn't understand.
For example, like if in Chinese, if it's, I don't know, I do have a foreigner also came to see me. Suddenly, a guy can speak in girls' voices. No, a guy, no, can speak ladies' voices. So we got to cure and make the spirit of this female to go away.
I think we should go into the very basics of Taoism,
Precisely, precisely.
but let's start with Confucianism and Buddhism because you're our Chinese
Yeah, yes.
religion spokesperson. Okay, so Confucius was a teacher. He lived between 551 BC to 479 BC. And society was very disrupted and chaotic. So he said we should heal things by following tradition and follow the moral order. That's things like filial piety, the importance of family and community over the individual. And they were spelled out in his the classics and the Analects. And those Analects were used to train school children and government officials from 130 BC to 1905. Wow. Along with 1,120 volumes of his teachings. Okay, so what in my summary, what have I left out and what did I say that's incorrect to understand the basic message of Confucianism?
Okay, when you talk about Confucius, then we must sometimes must refer to the Western, the practical philosopher king. Both of them are quite identical to each other, right? Okay, let me talk about practical and Confucius. Okay, practical in the West and Confucius in the East were two great philosophers who live in different times and places. One similarity between their teaching is the emphasis on ethics and morality. Both of them are said to exhibit certain positive moral quality while addressing negative one through reason and rationale. Practical belief in the existence of an objective moral quality such as kindness, fairness, selflessness, and that individuals should strive to live in a harmony life. On the other hand, Confucius emphasize the importance of ethical behavior and personal morality, and believe that individuals should cultivate virtues such as compassion, encouragement, and wisdom. However, there are also some differences between their teaching. Practical believe that knowledge should come from reason and contemplation, where Confucius believe that knowledge should come from experience and education. Practical version of an ideal person is to put wisdom in the highest level, where the Confucius is set to uphold moral value as a priority. That is the two differences they have.
And I know that recently President Xi has emphasized we should go back to glorifying ancient Chinese traditions. So how does the current regime in Beijing deal with Confucianism? Do they try to say you should obey the state because it's the moral order, or how do they use it?
They met, in fact, in Chinese custom, okay, basically they are, in terms of the Chinese religions, the Beijing government has have a three what would say, supported three sects. There's Taoism, Buddhism, and Confucianism, right? So for Taoism, I said just now, and Buddhism, okay, I'm talking about Buddhism also, right? Okay, Buddhism was introduced in the first century CE. It's including belief in ghosts and the importance of meditation and compassionate mindfulness, right? Okay, fourth religion, the third one, is basically made up of a certain ethnic or regional tradition that practice outside the boundary of an official doctrine and practices. It is heavily infused with magic and superstition. Fourth religion attempts in its own way to answer human needs in times of trouble, and many of its rituals are aimed at mundane goals like seeking healing or averting misfortune. This is inevitable but simply because of folk religion's ritualistic nature. In fact, those who hold to the practice of folk religion are not even aware that their beliefs are distinctive from those of major official religions. So, in other words, what I'm trying to say is that in Taoism, we can see, okay, the element of Confucius. Likewise, in Buddhism, we still can see the another part of Confucius. So, three of, okay, Buddhism, Taoism, and Confucius are, in fact, they are all together.
So what do you think the current regime wants people to believe and practice in
Well,
China?
I think in China, you're talking about China, or in fact, every world. I think nowadays, we are talking about religion is a free, and everybody is free to believe their own faith, are free to believe their own faith.
Because traditionally, the communists have been against religion as a superstition and in the way of progress.
That was happened during the Cultural Revolution. But after the Cultural Revolution, when the central government in Beijing, they realized that the religion should be, everybody should have a own choice to believe or not to believe. So they leave it to the individual to take up their own faith.
Except for it doesn't like certain sects like Falun Gong, the Muslims. It tries to inhibit their practice of religion for sure.
Precisely, precisely.
Why are they such a threat? Because they don't follow the government religiously?
There's no threat at all because, like, by end of the day, individual. Okay, in the Chinese society, okay, maybe I can put it this way lah. In Chinese society, let me put it this way. There is be prepared once. Okay. They're talking about people's. I know that in the Western, many people like to leave their childhood religion, but still remain faithful in the East. What is this? That's so, right? The reason people change their religious belief really depending on the origin and destination of the convert, or the entry and the exit of the convert. Some people left their childhood faith because they stopped believing in his teaching. Some think of religious leader as hypocritical or judgmental because they focus too much on power or monetary rewards. Some even think that the modern science prove that religion is too superstition, and they do not believe the existence of gods. Whereas in the Chinese society, there's a Chinese saying that to keep the children from falling away from their faith is the influence of their parents. There's a Chinese saying, 不孝有三, 无后为大. What that mean? There are three unfilial things in the Chinese custom. Number one, not supporting the parents. Number two, commit crimes, and number three, not continuing the family tradition.
Interesting. Okay, so we've discussed Confucianism, Buddhism a little bit, but let's talk about Taoism. I've heard that Lao Tzu was born around 604 BC and met Confucius, and I also read that there wasn't really such a person as Lao Tzu. He's kind of a myth, but he's said to have written the Tao Te Ching. And another important book is Nanhua Jing by Xuanzu. So, what? Tell us a little bit about the history. Was there such a person as Lao Tzu?
Okay, the Taoist Tao Te Ching in Chinese is in Chinese, and in English is called the Classic of the Way and Virtue. It's been the main scripture of Taoism, command its follower to venerate the great Tao and to repent their sins. The rise of Taoism can hardly be understood if the incoming influence of native Chinese religious ideas and practices were not recognized. Ancestor worship, asking for repentance and divine forgiveness were incorporated into the Taoist religions too. Taoism is a rich, complex, and multifaceted tradition. It encompasses two distinct terms: philosophical Taoism and religious Taoism. In Chinese, the word Tao is made up of two components, one depicting a human head and the other a motion to go. According to Chinese tradition, Lao Tzu was the founder of Taoism. Chinese sources identify Lao Tzu as a senior contemporary of Confucius. In the Tao Te Ching, it begins with this famous word in Chinese: Tao ke Tao, Fei Chang Tao, Ming Ke Ming, Fei Chang Ming, Wu Ming Tian Di Zi Shi, Yu Ming Wan Wu Zi Mu. The Tao that can be spoken of is not the constant Tao. The name that can be named is not a constant name. The nameless is the origin of heaven and earth. The name is the mother of the marriage creature. In layman language, the true way is typically nameless. The Tao is beyond language and description. It is infinite and limitless. If the Tao were merely a thing among other things, then it could have been the creator of all things. Te generally means virtue. While the Tao is certainly beyond human comprehension, its power is nonetheless manifested and discernible in nature. More precisely, the virtue of all its power nourish, sustain, and complete all things. The concept of Te offer a bridge between linking the formless and nameless Tao with a mundane world. Once the linkage is established, Taoist philosophy can then be further explaining the constitution of the cosmos and the practical implication of the metaphysics of Tao. Is there any question?
Yeah, I read that there are three high gods in Taoism, and I hadn't read that before. Is there like a trinity of high gods?
We call it the pure three, the pure three, the
And
pure three.
are they like gods and goddesses, or they're like Yahweh, or who, or they like Buddha, or who are they? Are supreme being?
Of course, in Buddhism, there's one Buddha, all right. Then in Taoism, it's represented by the three pure. You can see the three, Yuanshi Tianzun, Ling Bao Tianzun, and Dao De Tianzun, the three gods, which represent, can say it's
Are
a.
they thought to have had human incarnations, or are they always divine?
Oh, okay. They are the divine. They are the divine, not incarnated. Incarnated is under the different topic of, it's a part of the Taoist ritual also.
Wait, I didn't understand. So Buddha had a life as a man, Jesus had a life as a man, and then they became enlightened. What the three gods, have they ever had human
No,
form?
they didn't say that. They didn't
No,
say that
no.
in the
And
beginning.
are they portrayed as male, or are they like father figures, or are they beyond gender?
It's beyond gender. I will put it, it's beyond gender.
Are there pictures of them in Taoist iconography?
Yes. You can see in every ritual, every ceremony, you can see the three of them, always on the top.
And are they portrayed as male?
Well, in divine, as a divine, it can be sometimes male or female. It can be male and female.
And
Okay.
so they would have different robes for different gender.
Yes, they have different roles to play. They have different roles to play.
And are they seen as kind of father, mother, like in some religions, or not?
Yeah. You don't put it this way, yeah, I can call it as the father of Taoism, the three fathers of Taoism.
Okay. And then I'm not clear on, there's many schools of Taoism, I know that. But what I've read is that one is the philosophical or school Taoism, and they want to maximize energy, qi. And in Chinese, it's TE, which is pronounced how? Is it, how do you
Yeah.
pronounce TE?
T is the
Da?
T the other. Which just now already I explained the amen. Just now I talked about the history of the Taoism. I talked about the Tao and the Da. Okay, and now I come to the Qi. Okay, we are talking about Qi. I was talk about the Qi also. Okay, the concept of Qi is a life-giving breath of Tao. Okay, it is seen to have differentiated between yin and yang, positive and negative, darkness and light, cold and heat, softness and hardness, and other opposites, all under the yin yang conceptual frame. In terms of Taoist understanding of creation, right, yin and yang represent two forms of qi. The myriad creature carry yin on their back and embrace yang through the blending of qi, so attain harmony life. Is that clear?
Yes. And then your ancestor in the 17th century, Li Guangdi, who was an expert in I Ching, I think that's the most popular Taoist methodology in the West. And a lot of people love the I Ching, and they throw it to help them make decisions. So, do you use the I Ching and throwing the coins in your life, or how do you use it?
In fact, in the beginning, I already talked about, I'm talking about 13 and 18, right? I already coach. Actually, I'm also practicing every day.
Use it every day
I use it every day, yes.
to see how you're, like in the morning, to see how your day is going to go.
Because in this book, okay, different diagram has its own explanation. So before, for example, sometimes I go to do decision making, I look at the diagram and what's the implication that what will likely to happen, okay, if I'm going to do A, action A or action B. So this book has helped me a lot.
Got it. And then how do we maximize TE again? Then we consult the I Ching to find balance in our life and guidance from that. Okay. Then religious or popular Taoism, the goal is to conserve TE as by avoiding conflict. Rituals and magic for healing, exorcism are practiced. So, how is that different, the religious or popular Taoism?
Well, in the past, I would say some in it's a long history in ancient China, during Tang Dynasty, the Tao, okay, was very popular. Okay, it was very popular. In fact, because one thing is that under the Tang Dynasty, the emperor is very supportive Taoism. But when there's a change of dynasty, when it comes to the Ming Dynasty and Qing Dynasty, Buddhism take over as a dominate the country's religion. So nowadays, you can see the overall in the whole world, the Taoism believer, the rates has been declining. So as a Taoist priest, this is our job, is to explain, to engage more people, to transmit the Taoism belief and practices so that get more people to understand the fundamental of the Taoism.
And then there's vitalizing Taoism. You increase the Tao's power with breath, herbs, not ejaculating and sex, acupuncture, Tai Chi, meditation. And they say to the mind that is still, the whole universe surrounds us. So is that like Qigong and Tai Chi come under this aspect of Taoism?
Yes, Qigong is under is a form of breathtaking exercise, right? In fact, I do have one place to share with all of you. Okay, I have one follower. I have one follower, right? And in fact, she was referred to me by a hospital, right? By a hospital because she commit suicide twice. And but was rescued. Okay, so she's attending a regularly psychology support, and on the other hand, the hospital noticed that this female patient was a very faithful Taoist. So see, so the hospital management and call me and see whether in what way I can help. So what I'm doing is besides the psychological support from the hospital, I myself also doing the daily healing prayers, and also the talk to her about the different Taoism doctrines and principle. And one of it is Qigong. In fact, I asked her to do daily exercise on how to improve the qi of the personal qi. And it's a good news that she has it back to normal, and now she has recovered and back to work.
Because of doing practicing Qigong.
Yes, precisely.
Ah, that's wonderful. And then what kind of meditation is a Taoist meditation?
Meditation, okay, meditation for Taoism is a. It's very, very complex, in a sense, it's not at a words can be translated. It will take time, but basically the meditation itself is you've got to make yourself totally quiet and seal off whatever. No external environment that affecting you, all right? And normally give yourself about 30 minutes to do the meditation by yourself.
15 minutes,
30 minutes.
30 minutes.
30 minutes. And you can see, you can hear, you can feel the blood circulation of the whole body. The blood circulation.
Do you focus on your breath, or what do you do to
Everything. As long as all our human beings, we are all focused. The body of our human beings are all focused.
What do you do with the monkey mind that says, oh, I need to call so and so, and oh, I need to do this, and I should do that? How do you keep the monkey mind quiet?
You must go through a lot of training. It's not an easy job because your mind, you need to totally switch off your mind.
Like the Buddhists use, or Hindus use a mantra, like, Om Tare Tutare Ture Soha. So that keeps the mind busy because they're focused on the mantra, or they focus on the breath.
Yeah, this is one of the methods using mantra to keep your mind switched off. One of the method is reading the mantra.
And what's the mantra?
It's very long. It's very long.
Okay. When I read in your blog about your activities as a priest, A lot of them have to do with helping the dead and dealing with ancestors. So the feeling is that ancestors can be helped by like burning paper houses or money to go back to them, and then they help us by giving us guidance. Could you explain our connection to the ancestors? And there's talk about hell and talk about fairyland. So what happens after we die?
All right, when we talk about this, I must do a comparison. I like to do comparison with Western, the moments doing ritual for the dead ancestors. Right, okay. First of all, let me explain to you the principle. Most of the religion believe deeply in the afterlife for the soul. Loved one and the congregation prayer for their salvation and attainment of eternal life. Chinese believe that there is afterlife or commonly known as reincarnation. What is reincarnation? That means we believe that when a person passed away, okay, he or she is go to another realm of life, okay, another world, and continue another journey. So by incorporating the various Taoist ritual for the dead, such as marriage offerings or salvation rites, the bereaved family provides all necessity such as paper house, so that the dead can continue its journey in the next realm of life. It is very similar to Mormon tradition in mourning and grief. Except that I know that the Mormon ceremony, it doesn't conduct on a Sunday, but for Chinese custom and prayers, you can do it every days. And another difference is for Chinese custom, the day of the burial for the dead cannot fall on a day which against the Chinese zodiac of the dead. So what I mean, for example, if the dead, the year of the zodiac year for the dead is four, is a rat, right? Then on the day of horse, okay, we try not to do the burial on the day of the horse. Or if the dead is a tiger, is fall on the zodiac year of tiger, then the day of the burial shouldn't fall on the horse, the day of a monkey. So is that the answer? Is that correct?
So what, who goes to hell and who goes to fairyland?
Everybody got to go to the common destiny when they pass on.
So
There's no
everybody goes to hell.
Everybody got to go to the same common destiny and go through there. They depend on the during the lifetime. If the person do good sins, of course, we'll call it the spirit, can proceed to the next level faster. If the spirit, okay, during lifetime did a lot of crimes, right, then the spirit need to go through different court of judgment post, okay, before they can go to the next level.
Can let's say I have an ancestor who was a thief and an adulterer, and he goes to hell. Can I help him with prayer and offerings and incense and
Okay,
that? Can I help him?
that's the reason they engage a Taoist priest to do the merit offerings. Okay, the merit offering in the same, what's actually the purpose of merit offering? The merit offering is a kind of petition to the court judgment, the 10 court judgment in the hell, to faster release the spirit from
Wait, I didn't understand. The main offering is what?
the merit offerings. Merit offering,
Merit,
yeah, in the
MERIT.
Taoism, yeah, merit offering, MERIT. Okay, this is a ritual that to assist the spirit to quickly, okay, go to the next destiny.
So what do I do to have, like, I come to you and I say, Master Lee, I had a really terrible uncle. I need your help. to give him a merit offering, what would we do?
Okay, normally I would tell them, because your uncle has been committing crimes in the past, so you need to go through the judgment, right? You need to go through the judgment. But of course, we can do the merit offering ritual, okay? By helping him, okay, to have a, see the court can give him the lenient to release him earlier, no? A leniency to relieve him. Is that clear?
So we can, he needs to be judged, but we can help him.
Precisely, precisely.
And then do you believe that at some point he'll come back in a human body? So reincarnation means a human body?
Once the spirit in the, okay, in the hell, okay, they got no way to go to the human body. They got no way to go to the human body.
Oh, so when I think of reincarnation, I think of I die, I go to the other plane, I come back, have another experience, go back to the other plane, come back. But you think we only have a physical body one time?
One time only.
So that, but on the other, like fairyland, you call it, or let's say my uncle, my hypothetical uncle, he can grow and evolve and get better on the other side.
Yes.
And do you believe there are like angelic helpers or guides or that can help him in the you know, be reborn, so to speak?
I don't think so. Because in the court of judgment, in the lower realm, all spirits are all equal. There's nobody can render their help.
What in Taoism, I read about a goddess of the sea. I've forgotten her name. So she helps sailors and that kind of thing. Do you know who I'm talking
Atu,
about?
The goddess of the sea.
Yeah.
The goddess of the sea.
Where do those, are there, I'm sure she's not the only one. There are other?
Yeah, many. Yeah, there are many.
And can they help the people on the other side?
Okay, let's put it this way. Just like in we're talking about, okay, the cause of judgment and in fact, all those divination are all at the top level, right? Just like different ministry, okay? They have operate into individual ministry. There's no interference between the ministry.
So there's the higher plane and they don't connect with the lower.
Yes.
So you've got to do it yourself.
Yes.
But your ancestors can help you. And then what can my ancestors do for me?
Okay, we believe that for ancestors, if you do if ancestors do a good deed, of course, the ancestors can enjoy a good destiny at the other world. But at the same time, it will not provide any, because they have a safe journey. They have a safe journey, right? So they will not disturb the people in the living world. So the immediate family can continue their daily life and prosper as they goes on. That's what the Chinese people.
My ancestors can help me prosper.
Yes. In Chinese belief, yes.
Yeah. So I wonder if there's any connection with throwing the I Ching coins. Do you think that the ancestors could speak through the I Ching? Could give guidance through the coins?
Because I'm talking to other people. I use it very often. And I find it very useful in my decision making. Very useful.
Mm-hmm. What if you were going to make a pie chart of your duties as a Taoist priest? How much is helping people with funerals? How much is helping people with their daily problems, other rituals? What are your main activities as a priest?
Okay, I would say 50% of my time are doing the funerals ceremony, and 25% working for the temple, and the other 25% working for the individual who have individual problems. So it's make up to 100%.
And what was the middle one? I didn't understand. So 50% is funerals.
Mirror 25-25 for temple and individual followers.
Or for working with individuals?
Yes, like personal
Huh.
problems.
And may I ask, do you have children?
I do have children. I have children. They have
And
grown from, yeah.
how many?
I have two.
And any Taoist priest in the making?
I would say quite difficult, just like myself. In fact, a lot of people ask me why you become a priest since you're a banker, right? That's why I told you I encountered a lot of special events. Then I turned on to be a Taoist priest to continue my family tradition. Okay, so now this very depend on my son whether he want to continue or not.
May I ask how old your son is?
Is 25 years old.
So what way is he thinking about it, or is he what's his attitude towards being a priest?
He has no intention to become a priest.
And do you have a daughter as well?
Yeah, I do have a daughter also.
Can women be priests?
Women can be priests. Okay, in fact, there's a different calling, right? For male Taoist, we call it as a Qian Dao, Qian Dao. And for female Taoist, we call it Kun Dao. Female can be a priest too.
Is your daughter interested?
She's also not interested.
And when you were raising them and teaching them about values, did you draw on Taoism, Buddhism, Confucianism? What were favorite books or teachings that you taught your own children?
Okay, what to talk about children now? Make it very simple. I always believe it. Let's go to my childhood history to you, right? I would like to share my childhood history. Okay. How I grew up, right? Okay, I can still remember when I first failed my primary school leaving examination.
You failed it?
I failed my primary school leaving examination. In local context, because PSLE, right? My father was very angry, and my mother was feeling hurt too. I told both of them that I will make it when I repeat my study for another year. So in the following year, I passed the final examination and proceed to the next level.
Was that in
And
Singapore?
in Singapore. And throughout my 4 years of study in the secondary school, my overall school result were among the top 10 in the school ranking. I won 2 years of book prizes being taught in additional mathematics. So he's talking about because of this of my building. Okay? So I tell myself, since young, as a child, I must study hard. And I want my children also to study hard. Hard working. That is my sort of philosophy.
And did you do rituals with for the ancestors? Like, are there home shrines, or is it all done in a temple?
Yes, I do the sometimes the temple also asked me to go for the temple activities, the temple ceremony. Then at home, some individual they have a home prayer. They do have a ancestor worship, and so go to the house and do the prayer for the ancestor too.
And are there, like, Hindus and Buddhists will have little altars, like with Kuan Yin or, Sarasvati or Lakshmi, or some bodhisattva.
Yes. In fact, for Buddhists and Hindu, they do have a statue also.
And
It's
what,
the
like, did Taoists have like a home altar where like pictures of ancestors or anything that's a
Yes. We do have. We do have. We do
what
have.
and what's there?
Okay. Okay. Especially for those places that house all the ancestor, we call it ancestral temple. Ancestral temple. And for those that house all the statue of the divination, we call it as a temple. So there's two differences among.
The two, I didn't understand. There's two different systems, which are what?
Okay, you're talking about temple, right? In fact, there are two types of temple. One temple is called to house all the statue of the gods, right? We call it as a Taoist temple. And the other one is called ancestral temple. What's ancestral temple? It's to house all the plaque, okay? The name of the ancestors. Okay,
So there's an external temple and there's a temple in the home.
yes.
And so would you have pictures of ancestors or who would be the focal point of the temple in the home?
Okay, individual have their own what you call a patron gods lah. Okay, for example, for myself, okay, my main temple is in China. So my between temple is three gods. Okay, three Fa Zhu Gong, and in Singapore is a home shrine which I pay my prayers to Guanyin.
How do you spell that?
Which one?
That you say your prayers to Wang He?
Guanyin, Guanyin.
And is that one of the three high gods?
No.
Oh, is it like Guan Yin, the goddess of compassion?
Yeah, precisely. The god of compassion. Ah, precisely.
But it's female, right?
The female.
Ah,
The
yeah,
female.
Guan Yin.
For
So
me, yeah.
the Japanese say Kuan Yin and Chinese say
Ah,
Guan Yin, and yeah. Oh,
I
okay.
see.
So, but she's Buddhist. Guan Yin is Buddhist, got Bodhisattva.
Yes. In Buddhist, there's also Guanyin. In Taoism, you still got Guanyin. But the callings are different, okay? In Buddhist, they call it Guanyin. But in Taoism, they call it Shi Hang Zhen Ren. It's a different name calling.
But she's seen as a goddess.
Well, in Taoism, it can be a god and goddess.
Both.
Yes.
An
It's
androgyny.
something like a very special.
What about in Singapore? I think of it as a very secular society, very business oriented, rule bound. What do you find in terms of the government's attitudes towards Taoism, Confucianism, Buddhism, Christianity, Hinduism? There's everything in Singapore. What attitude does the government take?
Okay, the government stand in Singapore is very clear. Okay? He said that individual can have your own belief. Can have your own belief. You can be a Christian, you can be a Buddhist, you can be a Taoist. There's no restriction. It's a free and easy way of doing your own belief in Singapore.
What do schools teach children about the religious background?
Okay, in Singapore, there's a no we call it as a of not a normal stream of school. Okay, there's no religious teaching. For religious teaching, either they go to the temple or go to a religious school.
Got it. If we look at the world today, it looks very backward. Fighting, wars, hatred, division. Why do you think human beings are so backwards, let's say. What's wrong with us?
But in fact, we are looking into this the warfare. I think in fact many countries, okay, no, they is why they why there's a war, yeah?
Why do you
Some
think we're so violent?
because of the religious, different religions,
The
right?
religions fight
I
each
don't
other.
call the countries. I don't call the country, but because of the different religions fighting each other, and some of them also, of course, of the can be other reason too, lah. But I think it's very dependent on the person that governing the country. Because at the end, okay, when the war is broke out, not only the other countries suffer, your own people's, okay, your own people also suffering. So I don't see any benefit for being in a war. You agree?
Oh yeah, but I think it happens partly because people make money by controlling oil or the resources. So it's to me, it's driven by greed and power.
Yeah, as I say, greed, greedy, too greedy. It's part of the one of the reasons,
But
greedy.
what I don't understand is why we don't seem to evolve. My naive expectation was that we would grow as a species, but it seems like we've grown technically, but all that does is give us more sophisticated ways to hurt each other and rape the planet and rape each other. So we haven't grown. We've fallen backwards, and I have a hard time understanding that.
Human being, I call it a human being. Okay? It's a human being. I don't like you. I don't like you. Okay? I don't like your style. Okay? I must punish you. That is a personal human being behavior. You agree not?
Well, we just have to look at history and know that we're not very evolved. Someone once said to me, this is a kindergarten planet.
Kindergarten by that. Yeah.
Yeah. So with Taoism also does exorcisms of, I assume, demons and deals with ghosts. So if we go to the afterlife, where do the ghosts and demons and fit in?
Okay, I just got an example lah. Okay, this was happened last year. Okay, I got a case study. It's a doctor by profession. He came from Myanmar, and he, I would say he just feel that something on his body, and sometimes he just cannot breathe, cannot breath. And he's a doctor, he cannot cure himself. So
He
he,
felt pressure on his body.
yeah, there's a pressure. He feels the pressure, but you know that this doesn't to do with any medical. It's a negative force that fall on his body. So he came and see me, right? So I'm using the ritual to get rid of this thing.
And what kind of ritual worked with him?
Okay, there's a mantra and also some cleansing service to cleanse the body of this male devotees.
Through mantras and through what else increased his chi?
The cleansing ritual.
A cleansing ritual.
Yeah.
And do you feel that he was in some ways possessed by a demon?
Precisely. He was possessed. He was possessed.
And did he, you think he got it from his patients, or we don't know where he got
Oh, we do. We just don't. We don't know. We don't know. We don't know.
them?
But I
And
know
so,
end of the day when after the ceremony, he felt okay, right? He felt the things that we move away.
there's kind of an epidemic of young people who feel anxious and depressed. If you were working with an anxious teenager, what would you do? How would you help them feel more calm?
Okay, in fact, for teenager, I always teach them the healing prayers. A
A
healing prayer,
healing prayer.
healing prayers. Okay, every day I ask them to go. Okay, I either go to the temple or at your home shrine. Okay, and do your own what I call it, own chanting. Not necessary to be a formal chanting. Just tell the God that I want to be a good man. I want to be recover soon, right? And always tell yourself, tell to the God, and do the hidden prayers. And it's very efficient, very efficient.
And who should they, who is most effective to pray to?
Again.
I mean, if, okay, so you're saying that a way to deal with mental health problems is to have prayer, cleansing
Yeah,
prayer.
healing prayers. Yeah, healing
Prayer
prayers.
to whom?
To the God, to the home gods, to the
So
home gods.
it could be Kuan Yin, or it could be one of
Yeah.
the three high gods,
Precisely.
or the
Yeah,
goddess of the
precisely.
sea, or whoever you are called to. Do you, are
When he
there like,
feel, when he or feel very comfortable with.
are there thousands of gods, or just a few gods of
Yeah,
those?
can be. It depends on the individual. An individual belief.
But there
If
could
this
be
belief
37.
can, yeah, okay, agreeable.
How many gods and goddesses besides the three high gods do you think there are?
There's plenty of gods. There are plenty of gods. Countless, I'll put this as countless. Countless.
So is there a ritual that you can show us that would help people that they could copy what you do and feel more calm or more centered?
Okay, I do have one example to show. Maybe give me some time. I will do it right now, right?
Great.
Let me see. Where's my?
Take your time.
I will play some music, and then you all have a listen of it, right?
Great.
Can you hear the music?
Yes.
I always believe that religion has no border restriction. And people of different faith live side by side. To build a society rooted in the value we treasure. It can be built on a solid foundation of mutual respect, openness, and trust. Our different religious traditions offer us many resources for this and teach us the importance of good relationship, characterized by honesty, compassion, and generosity of spirit.
Thank you. The
That's one of
case
the example, one example.
the case studies, could we close with another case study of someone who came to you that you helped? And could you also just say a word about the photos, the You have the yin yang symbol and another interesting picture behind you.
Oh, that's I do it myself because I think that for because during my ancestors built up the group, the Yan Ning Taoist group, there was no official logo. So having gone through the many years of working experience, I think that I need to have a logo. That's why I designed myself. Okay, in
Could
the
you
logo,
show
can
it
see.
to us closer? Hold it closer to the.
Let me see. I show you the. Just a minute. Can
Nah, we just see a white. Oh, wait. It, look at it. It's just a white light.
just a white line, is it? Now can you see?
No. What about if you show us the picture behind you that's on the shelf?
On the shelf, let's see.
Yeah.
About the horizon?
Yeah, but yeah, that's good. Wait, don't move it. So it's a figure. Two figures in the middle of the yin yang symbol. And they move.
Okay, is that right?
And you designed that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's beautiful. What's the other one behind the image?
Oh, that one is there's a with that I must share my books, okay?
Oh yeah, let's share your books.
My books, can you see? A
Taoism,
simple approach to Taoism. A simple approach to Taoism.
right.
Okay. This is a book, and this one is related. Okay, I was working with Master Koo Boo Wing in the Malaysia International Taoist Festival. We're working together. So during the meetup, I think Master Koo has intention to publish a book on the Taoism. Because he is a scholar by profession, so he's really afraid that certain ritual and ceremony may be quote wrongly. So he's asking for my help to assist him in what I call it, explain the underlying meaning and the individual ritual and festival. And I think it's a good it's a good idea. Because at the end of the day, well, I also want to promote Taoism. So I assist him in the do all the interpretation in terms of the individual ritual and the ceremony and the festival that Chinese custom practices. And we published the book. It was successfully published in the year of 2013.
Could you read us the table of contents so we know how you organized it?
The table of content, right? Okay, let me see. I read out the table of content. Okay, the table of contents over here. Can you see?
Okay, wait, don't move it. Move it back a little bit, please. No, it blurred. Wait, why? Maybe you could read it to us.
Okay, the table of contents will be in this way. First, you come up with your forewords, then preface. Then the acknowledgement. Okay, for acknowledgement, okay, in fact, Master Ku asked me whether we want to incorporate my name. So I said, no. Since you come up with this idea, the book will be mainly in your name. You just acknowledge me in your acknowledgement. And after that, you will do the introduction, the history of the Taoism, the important Taoist festival, the Taoist worship and ritual, Taoist concept and glossary and last is the bibliography. This is the whole book all about.
And we haven't really talked about the festivals. What's the is like New Year the big festival?
You know, all the Chinese festival were being introduced to the public also. Okay, from day one until the end of the year, all the Chinese festival will introduce inside the book. This book can be get it from Amazon.com.
What is the internet connection? Link?
Again.
I think you gave us an internet link. No.
Yeah. This book can be obtained from this Amazon.com.
Oh, Amazon.com, right.
Yeah.
Okay, but I didn't understand about the festivals. Did you say that there are many festivals?
Yeah, many festivals. Well, for Chinese, there are many festivals from day one until the end of the year. Many
and
festivals.
Are they Taoist?
Yeah, sometimes it's Taoist, sometimes it's Buddhist, but in this book, I mainly focus on the Taoist.
What's your favorite, the one you love the most, Taoist ceremony, festival?
I love all the festivals. There's no favoritism.
So at a festival, you eat good food, there's music, there's incense. What happens?
Enjoy. Enjoy the food, enjoy the music, enjoy the ceremony.
So do you perform, you do the ceremony at those festivals?
If this is engaged by other people, yes, I will do it. But for my individual, my home, my own individual family, then normally it's a very simple prayer.
Got it. Is there anything that you would like us to know about Taoism and how we can apply it in our own lives?
Online. I think for Taoist, it's a very... I would say, put it this way, it's a very thought is a very complex religion, but normally we leave it to individual to practice it himself, him or himself or herself from their own will, and we don't force people to do this and do that. We let them do it themselves. That is the good things about Taoism.
Okay. Well, thank you. That was wonderful. I'm going to stop the recording and...